Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Jimmy Lloyd, date of birth 4/18/1958, date of procedure December 6, 2023. Procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Guerson Guerrier. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is screening for colon cancer, comma, suboptimal prep on the last colonoscopy. Next line, poor prep on the last colonoscopy. Next line, description of procedure, informed consent, obtained period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation. Drug reactions, those are possible within missing lesions, or something that's well explained to the patient period. The patient is about to endoscopy. Place in left lateral position, sedators for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A digital rectal exam is wrong for well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and complement the cold period. Careful examination is made of the cecum and the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexion, transverse colon, sonic flexion, descending colon, cecal colon, and the rectum period. A retroflexia is obtained at the rectum period. Bowel preparation was suboptimal to pour on the right with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 1-3-2 for a total of 6 period. Patient tried the procedure well without any complications period. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes period. Findings number 1, there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon polyp removed with, that was sessile removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 8 millimeter hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps, approximately 7 millimeters for the one and 8 millimeters for the other with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was diverticulosis coli noted on the left side. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 6,1-3-2 with a suboptimal to poor prep on the right side period. There was evidence of sticky adherent mucus material and stool in the ascending colon and cecum, which was aggressively lavaged and suctioned to reveal some of the underlying mucosa period for the most part. There was no evidence of any large masses or large polyps, comma. The polyps that were seen were removed, comma. Smaller polyps could have been missed on the right side. next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. For reevaluation, given the poor to suboptimal prep on the right side. Next line. At that time, would recommend 2-day preparation. Next line, recommend increase in fiber in the diet as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.